Kevin Corbett, executive director of the Gay Men's Choir. Several performances coming up, which we'll talk about. But before we do, for those who don't know, how long has the Gay Men's Chorus been around, and what are you guys?
Yeah, so CGMC was established in 1983. We are in our 41st season this year.
You don't look it.
And we don't feel it either, right? But no, we just celebrated a big milestone, 40th anniversary. That was a huge deal. And so now we're moving into our 41st year, and we are having a blast. It's a great time. CGMC is a community LGBTQIA+ chorus. People join us as members. You do a vocal placement with our artistic director. And our mission is to entertain and enlighten, inspire change, and build community.
Okay, so looking back in time, and you haven't been there all that time, but you're aware of the history.
Yeah.
Do you think that's happened? A little bit, at least, where you have done what that mission statement says you
should do. Absolutely, and I think absolutely we have. And I think sometimes, especially nowadays, it feels like, you know, what are we doing? Are we doing what we can do? But for me, and I think for everybody in the chorus, to stand up on that stage as your authentic self, out there with your whatever you are, whatever you identify as, and to be able to sing at the top of your lungs is a form of advocacy.
And singing happy songs. Now, do we need this now? Maybe more than ever before. Not only acceptance, but just a place to go and have fun.
Absolutely, Steve. I think it's twofold, right? I think, you know, we have an organization of advocacy. Sorry, I stumbled over that a lot.
That's okay.
But, you know, we're out there wanting to provide a good time, but also make sure that our voices are heard and that we're known. Because I think, you know, as we navigate these crazy kind of intense political landscapes, we want to know that our community is still there and is still able to have a voice. And I think that's what empowers us to be in this organization and to put on these performances.
Which are about what? Every year that I've known about you, there has been a theme. What is the theme this year?
I'll start off with the season theme. We're doing a season of decades. So we had our cabaret back in September, which was Fabulous 50s. It was all music from the 50s. And then this show coming up, this holiday show, is totally 80s holiday.
It's the 1950s, you mean?
1950s, exactly.
Yeah, but where the 1850s, Paul Lisnick, your friend and mine, would remember. But that's not the case.
I think he would be able to help us write that set list.
Indeed, he would. Yeah, he was there. But the 1950s, and what is this show, or these shows, because there are several.
Yeah.
Depending on your geography, you have choices.
You do have choices. I will say, so on Friday, December the 6th, at 8 p.m., we're going to be at the Harris Theater for Music and Dance downtown.
That's at Millennium.
Millennium Park, yeah. Yep, absolutely. And then on Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m., we'll be at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. And then on Thursday, December 12th at 7:30 p.m., we'll be at the Beverly Arts Center down on the South Side.
So you're everywhere.
We are all over the place. We want to make sure that we're hitting different neighborhoods. You know, CGMC's reach is citywide and beyond. You know, our audience isn't just delegated to one specific area in the city. And as part, you know, as our organization is always looking to do more outreach, we want different communities and different neighborhoods to know who CGMC is, what we stand for, and what we do. So we're always looking into different pockets and trying to figure out where we can take our brand of entertainment, you know?
And what is the theme this year? We still haven't divulged that.
Oh, well, I mean, it is the 80s. It's the 1980s.
I don't think we said that.
Oh, we didn't. So totally 80s holiday. It is all
like
1980s
who?
Christmas music. I've got a list here from my artistic director.
Sure.
Christmas Rapping by The Waitresses. Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Hazy Shade of Winter by The Bangles. Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues. It's
by the Pogues?
Yeah, Pogues,
oh,
I think
okay.
It is. But there's a lot of
you
different...
You don't have dogs going up on stage singing.
I mean, hey, you don't know what you're
going to
see at a CGMC show.
Yeah.
But no, it's all, there's also parodies of, you know, old time Christmas songs that Jimmy and his writing partner, Ashley Hardgrave, have put a spin on.
Uh-huh.
So you can expect to laugh a lot.
And that's a good thing. Laughing a lot is what we need, especially like after hearing the last interview we heard, right? Our city's
exactly.
got a budget crunch.
I know.
Our country's got this problem. So it's nice to be able to go and just
it
smile.
Really is.
What is the website where we can learn more about it?
You can learn more about it at cgmc.org, and specifically cgmc.org/holiday.
do that again.
CGMC.org/holiday.
CGMC.org/holiday.
Yes.
Kevin Corbett, Executive Director, thank you for coming down here.
Steve, thank you for having me. I love being here, and I hope everybody comes to see this show. You're going to have a blast. It's going to be a great time, and it's for everybody.
It's for everybody. Always the case. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what's coming up next? It's one of my favorite things, and that is Chicago Blackhawks hockey. The Blackhawks are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets this afternoon. You will hear all the action.